From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Thousands rally as Turkey mourns its deadliest attack. Thousands of people took to the streets of Ankara Sunday, many of them chanting slogans against the Turkish government as the country mourned the victims of twin bombings at a peace rally that killed at least 97 people. Thousands more marched in the mainly Kurdish southeastern city of Diyarbakir. The government reported that 160 people wounded in Saturday's twin blast are still hospitalized. There's been no claim of responsibility, but analysts say the bombings do bear similarities to a pair of suicide bombings in July near the Syrian border that killed 33 people. Islamic State extremists later took credit for those attacks. The Iraqi military claims to have struck the convoy of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in an air raid in western Anbar province near the Syrian border. The fate of the extremist leader is unknown. Anti-Islamic State Coalition spokesman U.S. Colonel Steve Warren says there's no information to confirm al-Baghdadi's fate. Russian President Vladimir Putin defended Moscow's intervention in Syria. In an interview with Russian state television, Mr. Putin said the objective is to stabilize the Damascus government and open the path for a political compromise. But on CBS Television 60 Minutes Sunday, President Barack Obama said Russia's intervention into Syria is instead aimed at saving the Assad government. Two twin bombings killed at least 9 people and wounded 29 others in northern Cameroon in an attack local and security officials are blaming on Boko Haram militants. The Sunday attacks occurred in a village near the town of Mora, carried out by two teenage girls. This is VOA News.